This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo with Kevin Barrett. Where you can catch the Boy Wonder here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here the rest of the week. Today, my special guest is has been a member of a research group that has involved Judy Wood and Morgan Reynolds and Jerry Leapart, Andrew Johnson, myself, and others, which has been a bit stressed out by recent developments that revolve largely around John Hutchison. And I thought it would be great to have someone who has seemed to be a very neutral observer, which doesn't mean that I agree with everything that he will have to say, but I think that what he has to say is interesting and a good point of departure, on as my guest today, just to discuss some of these issues. It may be a little more like Inside Baseball than most of our programs, but because this research group has been doing so much good work, I mean, especially Judy Wood, as the preeminent physical scientist with degrees in mechanical engineering, engineering mechanics, and materials engineering science, where I've certainly learned more from Judy about the events of 9/11 and New York than from any other source, that I thought would be good to have him on. He goes by the handle CB Brooklyn, and I will refer to him as CB. And CB, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim.
Was that a reasonable statement, you think, that I began sketching here as a basis for our going forward?
I think so, yes.
Well, listen, where would you like to start? Because, you know, you've written me a couple of paragraphs and so forth about issues you want to discuss, and I think they're very worth discussing. It's as in the case of 9/11 research in general. When you have controversies, I think the only way to deal with them is to confront them and try to take them apart and as dispassionately as possible figure out the difference between the true and the false, the right and the wrong, and all that, which, of course, I've been committed to in relation to 9/11 research from the beginning. So I think that this is something that is also equally worth discussion. Why don't you begin by giving me kind of a, well, tell me, first of all, how were you drawn into 9/11 research in the first place?
Yes, well, I first became suspicious, I guess, of the government's version of 9/11 within the first few weeks or months after 9/11, because there was a lot of secrecy involved that the media was reporting. And I don't quite remember all the details about it, but the secrecy bothered me. And I was concerned about that. But it didn't get to an inside job view until I heard, until I read Dr. Morgan Reynolds' paper on controlled demolitions. I read that in, I think, early in 2005. And I don't have the background, the science background, to understand the physics behind it, but it seems plausible to me.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Are you native of Brooklyn?
Yes, I was born in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn. I have two year associate's degrees from a technical school in Manhattan. And I don't apply what I learned in those courses to my knowledge of 9/11. What I know about 9/11 comes just from my own common sense and from what I read on the internet, basically.
But you were drawn to this research group involving Morgan and Judy and Jerry and others.
Yes, I was.
And became a part of, you know, there was this, maybe 8 to 10 persons who were regularly linked by email in relation to these developments and who were regular listeners to the program, and especially attentive when Judy would be featured, as I have done more so than any other guest. And you've been paying a lot of attention to all of this as it's been going along.
Yes, somehow I got drawn into this group. I don't know how it happened. I mean, I did want to be a part of it, which is how I wound up sticking with it. I don't know how it all happened, because it's like a very core group. It's like the main core group in 9/11 research, was actually trying to get something done with lawsuits.
Yes, for example. And
yes. The directed energy weapon lawsuit is currently going forward, from what I understand.
And, of course, with Morgan's research on video fakery and no planes, that's overlap with Ace Baker's work, and, of course...
Yes, that's something that I did want to discuss tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to it. In fact, we can begin almost anywhere, but I take it that one reason you were interested in coming on, or I was interested in having you come on, was because you have been thinking about relationships within this group and how it has been fractured by a variety of recent developments.
Yes, my choice to be anonymous was one of the main things, I think. And I felt that I should come on. In fact, you've invited me several times, but I haven't come on yet. So I figured that now is the right time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good, too, and I'm very, very glad that you have come on. And I'm sure that many of those who have been members of this group are listening to our conversation, and if they desire to call in, they're certainly going to be welcome to do that. The call-in number, I might mention, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. CB, where would you like to begin?
Well, let's see. I could discuss the initial problems that we had in the group regarding someone else who you've had on as a guest several times, Ace Baker.
Yeah.
Well, he has some problem with the Hutchison effect.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And that's been like a major cause of problems in our group.
Yes. Well, let me give you a little background to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeking to get Judy on to get the latest on her work, and she had just linked up with Hutchison, and I was interested in learning more about it, but the... I was a little troubled because from what I had heard about the so-called Hutchison effect, there were reasons to be skeptical. Having a friend in whom I have enormous confidence, one of the smartest people I've ever known who happens to have a PhD in electromagnetism, he lives in Australia, but I'd collaborated with him in both research I had done on JFK and on the Zapruder film, where he has become the leading technical expert on the film in the world today, and on the death of Paul Wellstone, which appears to, where his plane appears to have been brought down using a directed energy weapon, so that he and I were out tramping around the crashing in 35 below zero weather in the middle of the winter, and we co-authored an article that Michael Rupert published in his From the Wilderness website, where we went through the 2,300 pages of reports that support or allegedly support the 63-page official account and discovered important discrepancies and buried evidence that substantiated our belief that a directed energy weapon had been used. And he and I co-edit together a book on, an online research site for advanced study of the death of JFK at assassinationresearch.com. Our study, the NTSB Failed Wellstone, by the way, can be found at assassinationscience.com. Stand by. We'll be right back with my special guest, CB. This is Jim Fetzer on the Dynamic Duo. Today, my special guest is CB Brooklyn, and we're discussing something that may come across as a bit like inside baseball, but it has to do with a research group dealing with 9/11 issues. And some of the central figures of which include Judy Wood, Morgan Reynolds, Jerry Liepart, Andrew Johnson, and recently John Hutchison. And because CB has been a very, in my opinion, on the whole objective, though I don't mean to imply thereby I'm necessarily going to agree with everything he has to say, observer, I thought it would be useful to get him on in an effort to see if we couldn't, shake out some of the issues that divide us. And we are starting, CB brought up that how Ace Baker, who's done a huge amount of work on video fakery, and most of these people, by the way, of course, were all participants at my conference here in Madison on 9/11 on last August, and were speakers. Morgan, Judy, Jerry, ace, all of them, and made excellent presentations. But now, CB, just to, you know, sort of give you my short take here without going too much further, because I want you to offer your views about this.
Okay.
This is now 6 months ago. It may have been a bit longer ago than that, but it had to do with a Wednesday-Thursday booking on the show. I do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as you know. And I had wound up booking Ace on Wednesday and Judy on Thursday, but I'd also offered Judy Wednesday. And Judy discovered that Ace was going to say something about Hutchison's work. She wanted to come on with Hutchison, which I thought was great. So when I discovered that there was this concern she had about Ace coming on first, I invited her to come on Wednesday, and I could move Ace to Thursday. She declined to do that. She told me she couldn't make that change. Frankly, I don't believe that's true. I think she could have made the change. But anyway, it meant that I put Ace on Wednesday and Judy and Hutchison on Thursday. And much of Hutchison's work, described as the Hutchison effect, consists of a variety of anomalous phenomena that don't seem to be easily explainable. And if you go to a source such as what was then current on Wikipedia about the Hutchison effect, you find a description just like that, a variety of anomalous effects that don't seem to be easily explainable. And since, Ace had been interested in this, and when I brought him on the show, we visited a website where he ran a couple of videos that showed Hutchison-like effects in the videos, which are very comparable, in my opinion, to the videos that Hutchison had used to advance his work, to present it to the public. And Ace observed, as we continued our conversation, that these were videos that he had created in order to show how easy it would be to create a video that displayed these effects by using various kinds of contrivance, maybe magnets or holding the camera upside down or who knows what. Anyway, Ace was very ingenious in doing this.
Yes.
And I found this very impressive because it did show that it was really quite easy to create videos that showed the effects that Hutchison was claiming to be genuine, raising the possibility that they might not be. And of course, this was something to which I was, which I was already aware that there was controversy here through my contact with, for example, John Costella. So when Judy came on, you know, I was most interested, since this is a very complex area. We're talking about electromagnetism and other related phenomena. So I began by asking John a couple of questions about his background and training. Now that is because it's very difficult for me to imagine how anyone could just happen on these phenomena, that they would tend to require a technical, high-level background and training. Maybe not necessarily a PhD in electromagnetism, but maybe something that was roughly equivalent. And he was very evasive. He didn't really want to answer my questions, and I pursued him a couple of, you know, repeated a couple of questions about his background and training because it seemed to me very important to get additional information. And Judy took that very badly, and the next thing I knew, although it was probably a week or two before I really discovered this, on her website she had taken parts of the interview and raised questions about why was I asking about John Hutchison's background and training, which I hadn't been asking about Ace Baker's background and training. Well, I knew Ace Baker. I know who Ace Baker is. I have met him. I've dealt with him. I have a very high opinion of his work. He's a musician and a composer and an expert in digital processing. You know, I don't have any problem with Ace Baker, who he is, where he's coming from. John Hutchison, I don't know from Adam, first time I'd ever had any encounter with him. I thought it was important to find out answers to those questions. But Judy somehow thought it was insulting. And, of course, as you well know, and I think this is a point you want to address, she started alleging that Ace was making fake videos, when, in fact, what he was doing was making videos to show how easily they could be faked. And that's perfectly legitimate, and there's nothing unscrupulous or dishonest about that. So I was very troubled by Judy's attacks on Ace. Now you tell me your take on it, CB.
Yes, well, Jim, what I could say is that there has been a lot of stress in the group, and it's very difficult to know who to trust and who not to trust. And what I try to do is to go by what the evidence shows. And from my understanding of things, is that the Hutchison effect deals with exotic technologies and that I would say that maybe 99%, more than 99% of scientists around the world have been conditioned into thinking that the Hutchinson effect is fake. So whenever a scientist discusses it, he will assume that it's fake. And that goes for a lot of documentaries that have been on TV also that have had the Hutchinson effect on it.
Well, just speaking for myself, I mean, you described it as exotic technology. I mean, you know, one doesn't just, as a rule, sort of stumble on exotic technology. Don't you think that would presume a certain kind of background in education and training?
Well, that's something I don't know anything about. What I do know about is that about 99.999% of world scientists don't know anything about this. And our physical laws, even though I don't have any training about this, I do know the general. I know what my common sense tells me, and my common sense tells me that this entire world of ours is brainwashed and that our scientific laws are not completely valid.
Well, let me just mention, you know, I'm sure you must know that I have a PhD in the history of science and the philosophy of science.
Yes.
I have published extensively on the nature of science. One of my foremost interest is laws of nature, laws of physics, chemistry, biology, and so forth. That is to say, the character of the laws, their nature. And what's fundamental about those laws is that they cannot be violated and they cannot be changed. We'll return in a moment with my special guest, C.B. Brooklyn, Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. Today we're doing a little bit of what might be thought of as inside baseball about a research group, including Judy Wood and Morgan Reynolds and Jerry Liebhardt and Andrew Johnson and a fellow named John Hutchison, who's generated a certain amount of controversy and division within the group. CB, let me just say, by the way, that while the laws of nature cannot be violated, cannot be changed, we can have imperfect knowledge. In fact, all scientific knowledge is imperfect, meaning that even if it's well established by objective requirements imposed on reasoning, those conclusions aren't guaranteed to be true. This is a kind of reasoning known as inductive reasoning in a broad sense. And the conclusions of inductive reasoning involving generalizations, for example, or inferences from the past to the future or from the observable to the unobservable are always tentative and fallible. Now, I don't know whether John Hutchison is onto something or not, frankly, and I think that Judy may have been just jumping to a conclusion that because I'm impressed with Ace Baker's demonstration of how easy it is to fake videos of the kind he's produced, that I therefore infer he's a fake. That's not the case. And part of the reason for my asking those questions is that since there is this strong preponderance, as you're describing, to tend to view what he's been, you know, what he's done as pseudo-scientific or not scientific, I know there's a chance that he might be, you know, an exception. But I'm just trying to assess this for myself, so I'm asking him questions that to me are highly relevant about his background in education and training, so I can try to figure out, well, how he got a handle on all this stuff. It's not the sort of thing that you come up with just by putting together a bunch of junk in your garage. So, go from there, CB.
Well, I think that Dr. Judy Wood is a wonderful research scientist, and she has done work that, again, 99.999% of scientists in the world would never be capable of understanding, let alone filing court cases. So I think that she and Dr. Morgan Reynolds and Jerry Liebhardt as well are true patriots.
Well, there's no argument about that. They unquestionably are. And I featured all of them on the show, and especially Judy. I don't know. I haven't counted it up. But if she's, you know, she's been on the show at least several dozen times, maybe 35 or more. I don't know if it's as many as 50. But, I mean, you know, I was featuring her every week at one point in time, maybe even more often than that. So, you know, I'm a huge fan. So it bothers me that she should become
your
so
promotion
negative
of her
about
has,
me when I'm asking questions that are really intended to make sure that her work is not going to be tainted by association by somebody who is widely perceived to be a fraud. I mean, that's my approach. I'm not saying he is a fraud. I'm saying if he's widely perceived to be that way, and you yourself have said as much, then have to proceed very cautiously here, which was my approach.
Yes, well, I know that Judy Wood would never go into this unless she knew 100% that it was completely real. And
well, CB, now there you see, that's making an inference that you're really not entitled to make. Judy's a human being. Judy can make mistakes, too. I'm a human being. I can make mistakes. Costello's a human being. He can make mistakes. Ace is a human being. He can make mistakes. The question is this a mistake or not a mistake? And I appreciate your dedication, your faith in Judy, but, you know, the rest of us have to figure it out for ourselves. Just because Judy's a believer and you're a believer because Judy's a believer doesn't mean the rest of us are believers just because Judy's a believer. You understand?
No, actually, I'm a believer because I check the evidence also. See, but I don't think Ace is a true believer in looking at the evidence because he doesn't seem to look at the evidence. He,
well, what are you taking to be the evidence?
Well, for instance, well, Ace Baker's analysis of the evidence is not solid. For instance, in one of Jordan Hutchison's videos, Ace said that John did a poor job at hiding the string that was holding up the toy UFO.
Yes.
But that wasn't a levitation experiment, and it wasn't a string. It was a wire to conduct an electric current. So Ace's analysis of that was faulty, and I don't think he even made any admissions regarding that. And on August 27th of this year, Ace sent a lot of hate mail to a number of people, including Judy Wood. He said, "I hate Judy Wood. Judy Wood is a liar, a fraud, and a despicable human being."
And why do you think he would say anything like that?
Because he's jumping to conclusions without looking at the evidence.
Well, could it be because Judy was accusing him of faking videos?
I don't know about that, but what I do know is that Ace's analysis of John Hutchison's work is faulty.
Okay, it's your opinion that his analysis of Hutchison's work is faulty, but he's entitled to have an analysis of John Hutchison's work, right?
Well,
and if Judy wanted to confront him on that, why doesn't she confront him with a direct issue such as the one you're suggesting about mistaking a wire for a string?
Yeah, well, that has been addressed, I believe, but I don't think Ace has said anything specific about that.
Well, why don't we ask him? As a matter of fact, we have a caller from California, Ace Baker. Ace, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Ace, are you there?
I'm here now.
Have you been able to hear what CB has been saying?
Bits and pieces, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, CB was faulting your analysis of Hutchison's work by suggesting that in one case what you take to be a string that he's kind of sloppy about his deception is actually a wire. CB, why don't you go ahead and repeat it so Ace will understand exactly the point you're making.
I heard that. I can respond to that. I mean, that's it's interesting that the alleged electrical wire moves down when the little toy UFO moves up and moves up when the thing moves down exactly in the manner of which a string that was looped over a hook would pull up a little toy up and down. So, and I think it's also true that Hutchison changed his story about what that was himself when he was first called on it. You know, but I think it would be pretty easy for John Hutchison to come out and participate in this debate by simply making his videos available. For example, a lot of his videos are from a long time ago, the 1980s. But in order to participate in the 9/11 show, he had to do some stuff with fire, for example, and some metals. So this boat video of Hutchison's was quite recent, appearing in November of 2007, and it's just such a shameful fake. There are edits all over this. In fact, it barely even qualifies as video. Video is 30 frames per second, and this has like 3 or 4 frames per second. There's all these repeated frames, and so it's I've asked John Hutchison over and over and over again. I've offered him money. I said I would like to license the original quality of this video footage. And I was in touch with Peter von Puttkamer, who is is either his agent or his videographer or something. And they will not license this footage. They will not make it available. And that's just completely unscientific. I know how he makes his videos. It's obvious how he makes his videos, and I've offered John Hutchinson $100,000 if he can reproduce his effect. He can't, he won't, and there's a very simple reason. He's a fake.
Ace, let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard this specific criticism that CB just formulated before?
The string
wire confusion he suggested?
Right, well, that was the second story, I think, that Hutchinson came up with. You know, first he said that I believe he admitted that it was a string because he was frustrated at not being able to reproduce his effect because the government stole his apparatus and he had to rebuild it. Then he changed the story to say it was actually a high-voltage wire. But, again, I don't know that there's any reason that the high-voltage wire would move down when the little toy UFO moves up.
Let me ask you this question. CB is also, of course, very concerned with the alleged hate mail. Well, we'll turn to that subject when we get back. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo, with my special guest, CB Brooklyn. And we have on the line Ace Baker. We'll be right back. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo, with my special guest, CB Brooklyn. You can catch Kevin Barrett here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here the rest of the week. We're discussing what some in the audience may think to be a bit like inside baseball, talking about divisions within a research group that includes Morgan Reynolds, Judy Wood, Jerry Leapart, Andrew Johnson, and a few others. And CB was raising the question, Ace, that you had sent some, what he's describing as hate emails, where you were saying, actually, you literally use the word hate. So I guess there's one definition by which that would fall under that heading, where you were saying how you hated Judy and et cetera. And I think that this was in reaction to her having said that you were faking videos. I remember I was just stunned when I saw that she was making that accusation because, in my opinion, it was such a gross misrepresentation of what you were doing. You were producing videos to show how easily you could fake the phenomena that Hutchinson has been advancing with his own videos to claim his work is authentic. Am I wrong?
That's exactly right. And, I mean, you know, I'll admit to being deeply hurt by Judy Wood. There's no question in my mind that Judy Wood is an insider who is working hard to screw up the case. She's presenting the evidence and then associating it with a false theory so that people will throw the whole business in the trash. And she's working real hard to destroy the case for molten metal and hand in hand with Stephen Jones. I think that was really their assignment, the two of them together. And I would point out that Judy and Morgan were extremely vicious in their attacks on Stephen Jones, and rightly so. But that, I think, is just a big part of the plan. It's divide and conquer, and basically the so-called leaders are going to get out there, and nobody's going to get the story right. And anybody like me who's actually just trying to get to the truth and trying to do good work is just going to end up being extremely frustrated. But, yeah, you know what? I do hate her. If you can't hate conspirators to mass murder, who can you hate?
Well, listen, Ace, of course, I mean, I don't share all those views you've just described, but, I mean, I respect your right to have them. Let me ask CB. CB, you know, were you aware that Judy was describing Ace as having faked videos before he wrote any of those responses to Judy?
Well, I'm not aware of which happened first. What I do know is
Well, stop and think about it. If he's writing hate videos to Judy, there's a reason for it. And the reason would be because she had attacked him by saying what he was doing was faking videos, which caused me astonishment when I discovered it. I mean,
well,
I don't think it's hard to figure out which came first there.
Well, my interpretation of that would be that Ace was trusted and that he let everyone down. In fact, Ace even admitted by email that he disrupted the whole group and he was insulting. And he has been invited to John Hutchinson's home numerous times. And so Ace Baker is not saying the truth, because John Hutchinson had invited him numerous times. All of this is in the email group sent to me, Morgan Reynolds, Judy Wood, Jerry Leapart, John Hutchinson. And Ace is not being truthful at all. And the reason that the reason that John Hutchison gets so upset and winds up disinviting him is because of Ace Baker's snide remarks and insults. And I have all of the emails here that could prove that.
Well, you can may say whatever you want to say about Ace's views, but I find him to be a person of great candor. I mean, he's been very candid about his feelings about Judy. I don't share those views, but I respect his right to have those views.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and they're not views that are going to endear him to most of the members of this research group, so, you know.
Right.
It seems to me they bespeak of his honesty, I mean, his sincerity, which I grant him 100%. Ace, I'm unaware of any invitations you have had to visit Hutchison's home because I had the impression that I was going to be going along with you if this were to happen.
Or anybody else. I mean, that's just provably false. He's never, you know, I've said I want to witness this Hutchison effect, and I've now gone so far as to put in writing that if he can demonstrate the Hutchison effect, I will take out $100,000 on my line of credit and give it to him. And he can draw up a contract. He can have Jerry Leapart draw up a contract. And we can have any witnesses, including Jim Fetzer or anybody else, or Judy Wood or C.B. Brooklyn or anyone. All he has to do is levitate a nice steel wrench off of the table. And it should take him 5 minutes to do this. I will come to his place in Vancouver. And he's never, ever said, yes, come. I don't have his address or any of that. His counter offer to me was that he said for $150,000, he would sell me his apparatus and teach me how to use it.
Yeah, now I saw that, Ace, so I can certainly attest to that, which I thought was a very odd thing. You know, he was going to give you the whole kit and caboodle for $150,000. Of course, you're not interested in possessing this stuff. You want to see if his claims are legitimate and can be exemplified by performing these, you know, events before you.
That's it, you know, and it completely breaks my heart. Nobody was a bigger fan of Judy Woods than was I. You know, wrote the song to prove it. And no one has done a better job of presenting the visual evidence of what occurred on 9/11 than Judy Wood. But I just believe that her intentional mission is to associate those correct observations with a false theory.
Well, let me offer an alternative take. I think Judy and Hutchison have a very strong bond between them, that they relate very powerfully to one another, and Judy is defensive about John and possibly not completely objective. This is my take on the situation. So that she tends to overreact to criticism. I mean, it's tough enough for any of us to take criticism of our work, especially if it has any merit whatsoever, without having, you know, other emotional entanglements involved here. But this is my take. CB, what is your take?
Yes, well, John Hutchison has invited Ace numerous times, as I said, and I think Ace Baker is like playing word games or something, because he has been invited many times, and he responds with direct insults, and that gets people angry. And I'm like caught in the middle here, because several people in the group believe that you and Ace are paid ops, and I'm caught in the middle.
You think that Ace and I are paid ops?
Me, no. But some people in the group do.
Ace and I are paid ops.
I don't believe that, and I know that the Hutchison effect is real. So I'm caught in the
middle.
I wish
you'd let them know that the checks haven't been showing up, so I wish you'd get the government on the stick, because if the CIA or NSA or whoever owes me money, I want it. Because I'll tell you, frankly, this whole business has been very draining and expensive. Ace has invested a huge amount more than I have in his research, but I've, you know, lost over 10 grand just on the conference and producing the DVDs alone. So, you know, if I'm a paid op, it's really not working out terribly well from a financial point of view. So I wish somebody would get on the stick and tell them to get those checks in the mail.
Yeah, Ace Baker's problem with this is that he started off with a predetermined conclusion that the Hutchison effect was fake.
Well, that's your presumption. well, TV. I mean, how
I'm
would
going
you
by,
possibly know whether
going,
that's true or false? You probably
I can tell by his emails
that the Hutchison effect is false. But I tell you, to this day, I haven't actually drawn that conclusion. The weight of the evidence suggests to me it's probably not authentic, and I have all, I've already been explaining all the reasons I have to support that. But I mean, you know, I leave open this little opportunity here for him to show me wrong, and so
Ace,
I think there's Ace.
Ace calls it a silly upside down video, and he's been calling it that since the start.
Well, that
so
may that, well be right. He may well be right about that. I'm not sure. You haven't shown that he's wrong.
Well, it sounds like a predetermined conclusion.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duel, with my special guest CB Brooklyn and Ace Baker on the phone. Stand by. My special guest today, C.B. Brooklyn, is a member of a research group including Judy Wood, Morgan Reynolds, Jerry Leapart, Andrew Johnson, and others, where certain tensions have developed within the group and it's significantly fragmented. I also have Ace Baker on the line. C.B., before he came on, I had an email from Ace saying that I wasn't letting you talk enough. So I want to just say, C.B., just lay it on us. Tell us whatever you'd like to tell us that you haven't already told us.
Yes, that I believe Ace Baker is making the biggest mistake of his life because he's turning down what really happened on 9/11. And what he should do is to be nice and to be nice to John Hutchison, and he should go up there and see this levitation with his own eyes, and he should film it, and that could help the truth of 9/11. And I think that that's what should be done.
Aren't you taking for granted that Hutchison's legit? I mean, you have no doubt about it because
there's no doubt
in
my mind.
Judy.
No, it has nothing to do with Judy Wood because I heard about the Hutchison effect over 10 years ago. I've seen the documentaries on TV, and I mean, I don't get turned off by conspiracy theory type documentaries because I'm not the type of person who. Who says that if it's a conspiracy theory, then it has to be fake. I know that the Hutchison effect is based on zero-point energy, and zero-point energy is what's responsible for UFOs that people see. You know, all those UFO sightings, that's obviously by zero-point energy because that technology is real, and it's being suppressed, and it's been weaponized and used as directed energy weapons against us.
And you know these things because... How do you know these things, CB?
I think a lot. And
okay.
I just know that all of this is exactly how it is.
Okay.
I know that our whole culture has been conditioned into thinking that certain types of technologies, like exotic technologies, are not real. Like directed energy weapons and, HARP and weather control and so forth. But all those things are very real. All those things are very real. And when scientists actually look at the information for themselves with an open mind, then they'll understand.
Well, let me just say to you, CB, that one of the frustrations I've experienced is that once, you know, I discovered that there was a problem here, a real conflict that with Judy, I mean, not just over Hutchison, but with Judy, I repeatedly tried to get her to come on the show to discuss this further, and she simply would not respond. Now, in my opinion, that is irresponsible. It's unscientific. It does not display a commitment to truth. I'm interested in resolving these conflicts. I'm interested in confronting controversies. I'm interested in finding out the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth about 9/11. If Hutchison's work would help, that's fine. If it won't, well, then we need to discover that too. But for Judy to not even be willing to come on the show to discuss it, or just to offer a very specific example, she has elsewhere mentioned this hurricane off the coast of New York City. And when I try to integrate,
yeah,
you know, what this hurricane with the events of New York, I presume then the hurricane has to function as some kind of source of the energy. Or it's simply a remarkable coincidence. I presume it isn't a remarkable coincidence. So I've also asked Judy to come on. When I've offered my opinion that possibly this is the case, that this is what she means by it, she's claimed I was trying to steal her research. Well, that's about as That's about as stupid as anything I've ever heard. I can't steal Judy Wood's research. I don't have technical competence in any of her areas. I don't have degrees in mechanical engineering, in applied physics, in materials engineering science. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here and why she's bringing in this hurricane. And for her to criticize me because I'm trying to sort out what her views are without her telling me what her views are is juvenile. Completely immature, CB, and I resent it. I mean, I have spent so much of my time and effort and political capital in the 9/11 community advancing her work for all the right reasons because I believe in it. And for her to treat me in this abusive fashion is reprehensible. That's my opinion.
Yes. Most people know, especially me, that that one of the reasons she is so popular is because of you promoting her. A lot of people know that, so we are very appreciative of that.
Well, I continue to have faith in her work. I'm just concerned about her entanglements with Hutchison because there I have no confidence that his work is well-founded, and I know she has, you know, she is deeply now intertwined her work with his on her website, and it troubles me. I need to sort this out. Obviously, Ace has been troubled. Ace has offered a prima facie proof by creating these videos that show how easy it is to fake the kind of evidence he's produced in support of his claims. And that has to raise, in any rational mind, questions.
Yes, well, Ace duplicated some of John Hutchison's effects, but not all of them. For instance, he didn't duplicate the gelification of metals, and he didn't duplicate the specific type of holes in the metal material. He didn't duplicate the transmutations. And all those things have picture-perfect comparisons between John Hutchison's work and 9/11.
Well,
side by side.
I'm most certainly not convinced of the latter, CB, just to tell you. I mean, when I look on Judy's website and I see what there's supposed to be the Hutchison effect and the corresponding 9/11 effect, I see that as being very imperfect. Not perfect, very imperfect. But I'd be willing to go through it with her. See, if Judy would come on the line, what have I done? Dozens and dozens and dozens of times we've gone through her website where she explains this all. I've learned a great deal. I'd be willing to do that in relation to Hutchison, but she won't even respond to my invitation. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, it's difficult for me to answer that because of my controversial opinions, she doesn't respond to me either right now.
And what opinions of yours make you controversial in relation to Judy?
Well, basically, some people in the group say that I'm defending you, and that and I guess that makes me not trustworthy.
Oh yeah, you mentioned one of your emails that you, Andrew and Russ have sent you hate type correspondence for your refusal to state that I am a paid operative. That's Andrew and Russ's opinion, is it?
Yeah, well, I was overstating it when I said hate type correspondence. They didn't actually send me hate type correspondence.
Yeah, I got it. But
why I overstated that.
Yeah, they're dumping on you because you haven't agreed with them that I'm a paid op.
Yeah, and I don't know if they use Well, they might not have used the term paid op.
Yeah.
But they did say that you were knowingly, willingly covering up certain truths about 9/11.
Like, you mean, in particular, the ones that Hutchison has put on our table?
Yeah. And I don't believe that at all. But,
that's why I've made so many efforts to get Judy on to explain it.
Right. So this just doesn't make any sense, and I've like been caught in the middle of all of this. I've been shut out by Judy, and I know that you need to reconsider your thoughts about John Hutchison's work. So this is this is very awkward for me personally.
I think it's great that you have the courage and the candor to come on and talk about these things, CB. Because
thank you.
How are we going to sort them out if we don't know what each other think?
Yes, that's very true.
Stand by. We'll be right back with my special guest, CB Brooklyn, and I have Ace Baker on the line. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. My special guest today, CB Brooklyn, and I are discussing recent divisions within a research group, including Judy Wood, Morgan Reynolds, Jerry Liepart, Andrew Johnson, and others. And CB, is there more you'd like to elaborate about this, about the hate mail business, for example? I mean, if I tell you that Ace was responding to Judy's attacks on him for faking videos, when obviously that was a gross misrepresentation since it was showing how easily videos could be faked, which was, he was making no bones about it. I mean, he was very open that that was what he was doing or had done. Does that affect your interpretation of the hate mail business?
Well, I'm not sure how to think about it in any specific, well, let me see how to address this. I think that nitpicking about little things isn't really important right now. I think the most important thing is to get the truth of 9/11 out, and John Hutchison has invited Ace up there, and I think that Ace should go there with his video equipment and videotape this in high quality, and that should be distributed all over the Internet after it's videoed, because that'll be a tremendous plus for the whole
Ace, are you still there on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. What is your take on CB's suggestion? Because the last I heard, what Hutchison had proposed was simply you're buying all of his equipment, lock, stock, and barrel, and I didn't see where that included a performance.
Yeah, no, the offer is still open. It's in writing. It's on my blog at acebaker.blogspot. I'm still here. You know, I would point out that early on back in January after I first came out and pointed out how Hutchison made his videos, Hutchison actually threatened me. You know, he said, you know, back in the old days, these kinds of disputes were settled with, quote, fists and weapons. So, but I'm still absolutely willing to go to his place and bring along witnesses of his choice, whatever situation would make it comfortable. The reason that I'm so confident in offering this kind of money is because I know there is no Hutchison effect.
Well, what Ace needs to do is to have an open mind regarding this.
Well, open mind. I'll go. What's in my mind is irrelevant. I'll go. All I need is a date and an address. That's really all I need.
Yeah, Ace has his prior beliefs based on the evidence available to him now, but he'd be willing to adjust his beliefs if new evidence were to convince him that his old beliefs were superseded by the impact of new evidence.
That's it, you know. And, stipulation was, you know, I want to go there. I want to, you know, I have to be able to look under the table and around behind here and have sort of unlimited access because I want to see what he's doing.
If Ace could prove,
shoot me an email. I just need a date and an address. That's all I need.
Yeah, well, if Ace wants to help, then he should also be willing to prove his theory that it's false. So in that sense, he should still go up there.
Well, look, it's a test. Going up there is a test one way or the other. I mean, you know, can he replicate this effect? I mean, does he understand the variables whose values make a difference to the phenomena? I mean, the funny thing about the Hutchison effect is it seems to be a class of allegedly causal phenomena that are somehow tied together, and yet there's no overarching theory that explains it. This is very anomalous, CB. This is not typical of science. When you have effects, and characteristically scientists hypothesize different theories that might account for them and then seek to, you know, arbitrate among them by conducting additional tests that would differentiate between them.
Yes, Ace discounts some other evidence. For instance, the scanned military documents that John Hutchison put up showing that military people have had interest in his work. So
yeah, but CB, the military people will explore everything. They just don't want to overlook anything, you know. Even if it's far-fetched or seems crackpot or who knows what, they're going to go and check it out just to make sure they're not missing something. So that's like closing an airport after there's been a plane crash has happened in the case of Wellstone. That doesn't mean that the airport was involved. It means maybe there was something about the airport that contributed to the crash. So in that case, they're not going to land at the airport. They're going to close it to avoid the possibility. Here they're going to inspect. It's just the opposite way around. They're going to inspect all these kinds of claims just to make sure they're not overlooking anything. They have endless amounts of money from the taxpayers and endless amounts of time to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, the Hutchison effect was also discussed in a presentation at MIT. And that same presentation was that same presentation had a memorial to Eugene Maloff.
Who
where,
made the presentation?
Where's the evidence? Where, first of all, where is anything that says what his apparatus actually is? A and B, you know, where are the videos? I mean, the actual original quality ones. Just take one, the recent one, November of 2007, the boat video where these fires come on and then disappear in one frame, and then the boat wiggles around and the waves in the water appear and then disappear, and there's just edits all over there. Now, you know, if this is actually really supposed to be a piece of video, there would be 30 frames of video for every second that it goes by, and I think it's like a minute long or something. Where is it? Tell me. Where is it? Does MIT have it?
Well, I don't know the specifics about that, but I don't think that we should use that.
I think
what you should do is to go down there and see it for yourself.
CB,
either prove it real or prove it not real, but still go down there.
Let me just offer a conjecture. There's a class of principally men out there who, when they were going through junior high or high school, they developed a very anti-authoritarian attitude. They're anti-intellectual. They don't respect academics whatsoever. They like to put things over on them. I mean, I'm not saying this is John Hutchison. I'm saying this could be John Hutchison. He could be just somebody who likes to, you know, put together stuff to fake people out so they don't understand how it's done, and then he takes gross satisfaction in having deceived them. I mean, this thing that Ace is describing is so ridiculous on its face that if it's legitimate, it's utterly stunning. But if it's illegitimate, then it's just a crackpot crank of the kind that I'm describing, motivated by this kind of anti-intellectualism, anti-authoritarianism. Listen, I had some emails from John Hutchison when I was trying to find out more about him that were so utterly juvenile that it was appalling to me that anyone should be taking him seriously. They very much disturb me. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo, with my special guest C.B. Brooklin and Ace Baker on the phone. I wonder here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here the rest of the week. Today my special guest is C.B. Brooklin, who's been a member on the periphery of a research group, including Morgan Reynolds, Jerry Leapart, Judy Wood, and others, and we're talking about a bit of fragmentation that's occurred. CB, I'd just like to point out that yesterday, when I had on an expert on voter fraud, that a fellow who's done a brilliant book, Richard Hayes Phillips, Witness to a Crime is his book, that I announced several times that Judy is in need of financial support for her lawsuit, to the tune of about $5,000, and I gave out Jerry Leapart's email address, jsleapart@cs.com, and encouraged people to contact Jerry about making contributions, and even pointed out that Morgan has contributed an initial $200 and now another $200, and that I'm going to make a contribution as well. So I just want you to understand that, you know, if I'm supposed to be some kind of op who's trying to defeat all Judy's work and all that, then I don't seem to me to be doing a very good job of it.
Yes. There's been a lot of you know, talk back and forth and everything, and people have been making accusations about everyone else, and it's not very healthy. I think everyone should just get along and be nice, and if Ace really wants to do the right thing, I think he should get his rear end up to Canada and look at this for himself.
Well, he's got to have an invitation, you understand. He can't just go camping on John Hutchison's doorstep.
Well,
right?
As long as Ace is nice about it, there's no doubt in my mind that he'll be invited up there again.
Okay. Ace, what's your response?
I'll be nice, I promise.
Okay.
Ace is a pretty nice guy. I mean, I know him. He's a pretty nice guy.
Well, I'm harmless. You know, my views are known, you know, but unless he's alleging that the mental state of the observer has some effect on the phenomenon. I don't know what my state of mind really has to do with it. I'm no threat to him, you know, physically in any way.
In the history of physics, that position is in relation to quantum phenomena is known as the Copenhagen interpretation.
Right, the effect of the observer on the observer.
Yeah. I've actually written about it in a shall we say, disparaging fashion in one of my papers.
If I could just real quick respond to something else that CB brought up in one of the last segments. And that
by
was,
all means.
I had only duplicated some of the effects that Hutchison claims to have developed. I actually sent to Judy Wood a number of other photographs and evidence that, for example, another one of Hutchison's claims is bent beams. And of course, they show the horseshoe beam. From 9/11. I sent Judy a picture of a French horn, and I simply asked the question: is bent tubing really all that unusual? Certainly, very unusual at the World Trade Center, but in general, Hutchison's being able to produce a bent tube, is this really unusual? Another one of Hutchison's samples is corroded metal. Now, I think the extreme corrosion and rusting that took place at the World Trade Center, extremely unusual, demands an explanation. But
how rapidly we saw this rust color show up.
Right, but, for Hutchison to produce a piece of metal that's corroded, is that unusual? And I sent Judy a picture of corroded pipes. You know, he has a single frame, a still picture of a drop of water levitating, supposedly. But I was able to find all kinds of photographs. If you take a high-speed photograph of splashing water, you'll see little droplets of water suspended in the air. I sent her one of those as well. So I asked Judy Wood over and over and over again, please update your page. And the page I'm referring to is called Troll Challenge, where it's debunking Ace Baker's attempts to reproduce the Hutchison effect. And she has all these blank areas where I supposedly failed to provide evidence to support my claim.
But
I have supplied her with evidence after evidence after evidence, and she refuses to stick it in her page. And that's just scientifically disingenuous, and
By the way, from a logical point of view, when Hutchison is claiming the existence of odd, abnormal phenomena that are not generally recognized by the scientific community, he is the one who bears the burden of proving his point. Ace doesn't have to inventory the universe to show that there is no such thing. That would be an absurd imposition, and it's not even logically possible. So that the burden is obviously on John Hutchison to demonstrate
that
this is a legitimate phenomenon, obviously anomalous, that requires explanation. That's what's incumbent on him. And frankly, in my opinion, Ace and I have been far more forthcoming in reaching out to Judy and Hutchison and trying, for example, my multiple attempts to get her on the program, which I reiterate now. If Judy would like to come on the show, she can bring Hutchison on and we'll talk about these things, go through her website, discuss it, including this Hurricane Erin, which fascinates me, but where I've been very reluctant to say anything about it, particularly since she's attacked me for stealing her research, when all I was doing was saying Judy has made this observation and, you know, offering my interpretation of what it's supposed to mean. If I'm wrong about that, well, it's the best I've been able to do, given the limited resources I have to work with, because I'm no expert in this area. So I say, if Judy would like to come on, you know, I think her attacks on me, raising all these questions about why I'm asking Hutchison about his background, education, and training, which are about as basic and legitimate as you could have in a case like this. She's attacked me for it. She's attacked Ace for faking videos when he's demonstrating how easily videos can be faked. I mean, these are problems with Judy, and her failure, her unwillingness to communicate with me places the onus of responsibility on her shoulders, not on ours. We have been forthcoming. Now, in my opinion, there are two things that could be done that Judy could, resume communication with me, get on the show, and we could start going through her stuff and why she thinks this stuff of Hutchison is so important and illuminating, and talk about the Hurricane Erin and all that kind of thing, which I would love to do. I extend the invitation right now, here and now. and John Hutchison could affirm an invitation to Ace Baker to come up and set a date and a time and a place where he will demonstrate his presumed effects and allow Ace to inspect the situation to verify that to his satisfaction at least nothing funny is going on, that there's nothing faked or phony or contrived. I think those two measures would go just about 99% of the way to resolving all these issues. Ace, would you agree? Ace. We may have lost Ace. I know he had a client in the vicinity, so he may have had to go to tend to him. What do you think, CB?
I believe that that is the best thing. I mean, I think everyone should just stop making accusations against each other.
Yeah.
And should start communicating again, because that's the only way to resolve the issues.
Yes. So I would love if Judy would resume communication. I hereby invite her to come back on the show. We can easily, I've got lots of dates open after the election, though I've been doing a whole lot of stuff in relation to the election. The 5th, the 6th of November are open, for example. Judy, if you'd like to come on the 5th or the 6th, or given so much we have to discuss, the 5th and the 6th. I invite you hereby to come on the 5th and the 6th of November. Although I'll have to preface with some remarks about the election, you know, the first segment on the 5th and maybe the first segment on the 6th. We can have most of the show to go over your stuff, talk about the hurricane, talk about Hutchison effect, go through your website so you can explain what you take to be these new developments and why they're significant. Stand by. We'll be right back with my special guest, CB Brooklyn. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. Your host on the Dynamic Duo with Kevin Barrett, where you can catch Kevin here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here the rest of the week. My special guest today has been CB Brooklyn, who has been discussing with me and with Ace Baker, who called in and may still be on the line. Ace, are you there? To discuss factions, you know, divisions in a research group, including Judy Wood, Morgan Reynolds, Jerry Liepart, Andrew Johnson, and others. I had a question submitted, CB, I want to ask you, which is one of our listeners asked, what has Hutchison accomplished beyond his videos? In other words, are his videos his primary claim to fame, or has he papers that he's authored and what have you? I've just gone to his website, and I'm not finding a lot there, and it looks as though it hasn't been updated for quite a long time.
The webpage that Ace Baker had mentioned regarding the one that debunks his own videos has an extensive list.
Isn't that a Judy page?
Yes, it's on Judy Wood's website. And there's an extensive list of
John Hutchison's greatest hits?
Of all the accomplishments that he has given to the scientific community.
Well, I mean, are these papers that have been published and things like that?
I'm not that familiar with the specifics about it, but
you're talking about a list of claims he's made about effects he's discovered?
Yeah, well, the problem is that the media doesn't discuss this because it's an exotic technology that the people who are running the world want kept secret, and they want us to think that it's a conspiracy theory and that it's not real, just like other things.
Or alternatively, it hasn't passed the appropriate criteria for general acceptance in the scientific community, including replicability. I mean, that's one of the most important questions. I'm fascinated by all this because this is my area, CB. You got to understand, the history and philosophy of science is my thing. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, I've published over 100 articles and many books in this area. I mean, the nature of scientific knowledge is my principal area of specialization. You got to understand that. So, I mean, I'm very open-minded about the possibilities, but I'm also very aware of what is required in order to satisfy the desiderata of the scientific community, or more importantly, the logic of scientific investigation.
Yes, to explain again the way that I saw it, is that the people who are running the world have exotic technologies who have weaponized it and used it against us.
Uh-huh.
And that's what all this has to do with.
Uh-huh.
Of course, this could be used for free energy instead. For instance, the media doesn't report anything about the new Japanese water-powered cars. It's been reported by Reuters in Japan, but it hasn't been reported on CNN, for instance. And there's all this stuff about, you know, the world running out of oil or whatever. But the Japanese have water-powered cars, so what's the big deal now? So the people who are controlling the media and who are controlling the world don't want us to have this information. They want it to be kept secret because they want to reduce global population and they want to create a new world order, which is what George Bush Sr. called for on September 11, 1990.
Give us your take post this conversation. How does this conversation fit into your mix of things? I mean, do you think, have we moved a little bit, made a little bit of progress in establishing clarity about the issues or communication between the parties?
Oh, I hope that people will start communicating with each other more and not make the accusations, because the accusations aren't healthy, they don't help, and it just causes more disruption, it causes more stress for everybody. And it would be nice to just communicate more openly and to try to get these issues resolved, because that would help everyone. It would help the truth in 9/11 foremost.
And may I repeat that I have penciled in Judy for the 5th and the 6th, and she can have, you know, virtually all of that, though since it's the day after the election, no doubt I want to take the first segment possibly each day to make some comments about the results of the election, but I'd be delighted to devote the rest of both of those programs to getting current with her work and reviewing her website and talking about why she thinks Hutchison's work is so important and the business about the hurricane. I'd love to learn how that fits into the big picture as she sees it. And speaking for Ace, I think it's very clear based upon what he had to say here with us today during the last 2 hours, that he would be very glad to visit Hutchison in Canada if Hutchison will state, you know, give him an invitation to a date and a time and a place where they could meet, with the understanding that Ace would have the liberty to, you know, survey the apparatus and the situation to ensure that in his judgment there's nothing fake, phony, or contrived about what's going on. And I'm inclined to think, Stevie, that if we could take those two steps, that much of the the dissent within this community, which has been so important in the past, might possibly be resolved.
I would love to hear Judy on your show again, for sure.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Those are some of my favorite shows. God knows I learned the most about 9/11 from having her on and going through a website with her, and I miss those programs. Mm-hmm. So I've been very, bothered, upset that she had cut me off from communication. But I would really like to resume it, and so I reiterate yet again that I penciled her in for the 5th and the 6th. I won't be able to hold those dates open indefinitely, obviously, since I have to have programs on the air when they get closer. But, you know, if she could let me know within the next week whether she might like to take those dates. If she can let me know by, say, the 23rd, by a week from today, or the 24th, no later than the 24th, then I'll book her. And she can bring along Hutchison if she wants. And we'll talk about it all. I'd be real glad. And who knows, maybe Ace would want to call in, and we could have a, you know, four-way conversation. But at the very least, I'd like to have Judy and me together to have shows such as those many programs we've had in the past to make me and the audience current about her latest research, including, of course, the role that she believes this hurricane may have played in relation to 9/11.
Yes, I think that all of those things you said would be a great idea. To just get all of these issues discussed openly, and to get the problems resolved, because the problems only cause more problems.
I got to say, CB, I'm very proud of you for coming on. I think it took a lot of courage, and considering you find yourself in the middle, I think doing is playing a rather important role in attempting to, generate communication between all the parties, at least making clear what the issues are and a bit about their history, which I think has not been widely appreciated. I don't think Ace would have anything like the intensity of feeling about Judy as today if she had not attacked him for faking videos, which really, to me, was astonishing and inappropriate, given that he was very open about what he was doing, and I wish that hadn't happened. And I know that, you know, you and many others in this group haven't been had access to background information or knowledge, for example, that I had invited Judy and Hutchison to come on that Wednesday so Ace would be making his presentation after they had appeared, because Judy wrote to me that it was very odd that I was having, you know, Ace on to talk about Hutchison's work before I'd had Hutchison on. So I offered to reverse the sequence, and she turned it down flat. And I think the reason, of course, is she or Hutchison wanted to see what Ace had up his sleeve before they went on to respond to it, which was fine with me. I mean, even if it wasn't true that she couldn't come on Wednesday, I gave her the choice, and I don't have any problem with her having come on Thursday. CB, I want to thank you.
I think everyone should start communicating and not make accusations and just try to get the real truth of 9/11 out.
I'm all for it, CB, and I want to thank you again for coming on. The show will be archived, and we'll try to have it up maybe by tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Great.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. Thank you all for listening.